Well, hello everybody. I'm Celeste Hackett, and this is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. Bet you didn't think you'd see me first this time, huh? Well, here I am, and we have a great show for you today. I'm over here in the Dallas, Texas area. Cal's over there in Tustin, California. But we look like we're like right next door to each other. Why? Because of the magic of technology. Actually, Danny Banyan edits it together. He's up there at Cal's office, of course. Well, anyway, we're going to get into some very interesting questions about weight loss and interesting questions about hypnosis business and what are the best months for the hypnosis business. But I just want to give you a teaser there because we're not talking about that this very instant. First, I want to tell you a little bit about Cal Banyan. Now, Cal Banyan, well, let me put it to you this way. If there were baseball cards, only they were hypno cards, Cal Banyan's card would probably be the most valuable of modern hypnotists. I really do believe that because he is just so amazing. He created a wonderful system for doing hypnosis called Five Path, and also a system for, I guess you could call it a system. It's a way of doing self-hypnosis, a body, mind, spiritual, spirit approach to doing self-hypnosis called Seventh Path. And he is the producer and the creator of products galore for hypnotists to just help hypnotists get better at hypnosis, I guess you could say. And he is, one of the things that he probably prides himself the most in is just graduating well-trained hypnotists and helping hypnotists get better at what they do. So that's Cal Banyan. He's world famous and he's here now. Say hi, Cal.
Hey, Celeste. Here I am, the amazing Cal Banyan. Oh, gosh. Hey, you know, I'm just a guy who loves hypnosis, and when I try to put out a training that is exactly what I wish I would have had earlier on in my profession. In fact, everything we do here, as far as, you know, be training materials or whatever, is I think first thing, what do I wish I would have had earlier on in my profession? And thank you for that great introduction, Celeste Hackett, who is becoming a world-renowned hypnotist. Long after I'm gone, when people are bidding on my baseball card or hypno card, because I'm extinct, I'm dead, passed on, and you know what? Celeste will be like the one they turn to for leadership in the profession. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the women are taking over the profession. And you know what? It's probably a doggone good thing because, heck, probably 70% of our clients are women anyway. And who could understand a woman better than a woman? And who do men tend to turn to for help more than a woman? So I think we need more and more female leaders in our profession. And I know Celeste is definitely one right now and will be one on for decades to come. And back when she's got all gray hair, she'll be the hypno queen. But for right now, she's just the one who helps me get through these podcasts, does a great training out there in Plano, Texas for hypnotists, doing our same courses we teach here in Tustin, and will continue to win award after award. How's that?
Gray hair, that's all I heard.
Gray
you know,
hair.
As long as there's peroxide, honey, this ain't a hair ever getting gray, okay?
Oh,
well, you know, what I really love is that at the convention in August, Dr. Damon said for the first time ever that there were more women hypnotists than men hypnotists. It was 70% females at the National Guild of Hypnotists convention last August. And I think that is pretty darn cool.
I do. You know, it's happening in all the helping professions. It's true in counseling. It's true in psychology. I'm sure it's probably true that women are taking over medicine. And gosh, nothing wrong with that. I mean, whoever is out there doing the work, whoever is out there getting the education, whoever's out there serving patients and clients, they should be running things. So, hey, what do you got for us today, Celeste?
Well, I thought you were going to give away a hypno mug.
Oh, I can do that right now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. I got my list of winners here. And so, week before last, it was Nashali Gonzalez. Last week it was Jacinda Davis, and this week I gave out the hint that it was initials TD, and TD stands for Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Duga, D-O-U-G-A, or Duga, but I think it's probably Duga. Anyway, that's it. What you got to do is you got to contact our office, tell us who you are and where we can ship off your new free Hypno mug. And we got more designs than this. This is just my cup. And Celeste, hold up your cup.
Here's my cup. I love my cup. And if you want to get a cup, you go to facebook.com/hypnosisETC and like us.
All right. And also, VIP member of calbanion.com. And I'll tell you what, even if there was no mugs and if there was no, you know, hypno mugs, you should still be a member of Facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. And be a VIP on calbanion.com. Why? We've got a new and improved list there of all of our podcasts. Over 300 listed, boom, 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 by title. And so you become a member, boom, we email you a link to that very special page. And it's like a hypno encyclopedia of everything we've talked about over the last 300 plus podcasts.
Archived. Right. Archived.
That's right.
That's pretty special.
Thank you for that. We make a good team there, Celeste.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit discombobulated because as I record this, Maureen is off in Singapore. She went there to celebrate Chinese New Year, and she never came back. Oh boy, I hope she comes back pretty soon, because she helps me stay organized. The whole office is trying to compensate by giving me reminders of things I'm supposed to be doing today and tomorrow. So hey, it's good to have a team. How's Christopher doing?
Well, I bet that's hard because Maureen is pretty special.
Yeah, well, you got Christopher. He helps get you set up and stuff too, right?
He sure does. If it weren't for him, I don't know. I'd be totally lost. Thank God for him.
Hey, I was talking to Danny because we're trying to get the phone call to you before the podcast. He says, oh yeah, I've talked to Christopher a gazillion times on the phone. So he really does support your hypnosis practice, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. Especially these kinds of things that are technical. You know, I'm not the greatest with the technical stuff, as Cal has pointed out. And so I turn to him and it's, honey, can you help me? And he does. He's always there for me. Just thank you, honey. He's in the background there right now watching me with a thumbs up.
Awesome. Hey, one other thing. Did you say that Danny edits these podcasts?
I thought he did.
Nope. Danny does everything except computer stuff. I mean, he'll do like taking orders and things like that. He's a big customer management person for us. Customer support person for us. But we have Ernest, who is currently editing the videos. And then we have also Don, who does the quality control and supervision over that kind of stuff. So I'm just glad I don't have to do it. So
well,
thank you, Ernest.
To the guys.
Thank you, Don. Hey, all right, let's get rolling. What do you have for me?
All right, well, we got a question from a new five-pather who does not want her name mentioned, but I can tell you she's from my class. And Cal, I'm really excited about her because she is seeing clients. She's gonna be a hypno star here in the Dallas area. And so I wanna say hi to her, even though she won't let me say her name. She knows who she is. But she has this this weight loss client, and she just has a real basic question here. She says, for sure, this client isn't going to lose all of her 38 pounds in what will be about 5 weeks, because the way we do five path, we do the sessions about a week apart, and it takes about five sessions. And she says, so how can I best support her further in her journey until the weight comes off? And that is her question.
This is a very good question. Thank you for that. Celeste, student, wherever you are. Okay, so let's say you've got somebody that's 50 pounds, 100 pounds overweight, and you're going to be seeing them to resolve the problem and get them going. And, you know, you see them four, five, six sessions. And, you know, obviously in 4, 5, or 6 weeks, they're not going to lose 38 or 50 or 100 pounds. And so what I like to do is, you know, there they are. They're doing great. They've lost significant weight during those few weeks. They're off to a great start. And sometimes they'll be concerned about, am I going to be able to keep going with this? And I say, well, first of all, just because we're wrapping up this session. You know, if you have any problems, any concerns in the future, I'm here for you. Give me a call. But this is what I'd like to suggest, I tell them. I'd like to suggest that you pick a time, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month from now, whatever feels good for you, and make an appointment. Just make an appointment for that period of time. And then if you need it, show up. If you don't need it, because you're just doing fine, reschedule for another 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks from then. So there's something about having that appointment out there, knowing that it's there if they need it, that provides a certain kind of emotional support for them, and also an accountability that's like, oh, I gotta keep doing well because I have an appointment coming up. But if they do slip, they don't have to fight to get an appointment. Bam, there it is, it's coming right up. So I think that's probably one of the biggest things. Also, we don't talk enough about what to do when we've gone through five-phase advanced transformational hypnosis, where we really take care of the underlying cause of the problem, do really good, insightful, suggestive work for the client. And sometimes clients just want to come back, not that they actually need reinforcement, but for accountability, and while they're there, give them some reinforcement. So here's some work you can do after the cause of the problem's been removed. And that is, you can just do direct suggestion work and age progression work. And so what are we going to do? That means we know, because we've been with that client for 4, 5, 6 sessions, we know what kind of insights, because we've written it down in their file, what kind of insights the person has made. And so we can continue to build on that by doing a specific kind of insight direct suggestion hypnosis. And it's built around this concept I came up with called the Segue. Now the Segue, S-E-G-U-A, is, and it's not the two-wheeled thing that you ride around on, okay? Segue, it means to go from one thing to another. And the Segue is, you mention the insight that was gained, either in that session or in previous sessions. Insights open the mind to suggestion, and we say, you've changed because now you know, and you've changed because now you feel. Because a good insight has those two components. A change in perspective, they see things differently, and because of it, they feel differently. So we record the insights and how it may change how they think and how they feel. And so when we do the direct suggestion work with them on down the line, as we say, we will not just say, you know, you're now going to control your diet or whatever. We say, because of the work we've done, you now know whatever it is they've changed knowledge-wise. And you now feel whatever they've changed emotionally-wise, which happened to be now, by the way, in alignment, making it much more powerful. You'll be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And then give them suggestions for what they came in for. Be it, you know, the quality of eating, exercise behavior, not eating in response to emotions, that kind of thing. And then take them into the future. And there's two ways to do this. One is true age progression work. It's just like age regression with revivification, but we would take them into age progression where they pre-vivify what's going on. Take them to important situations in their life, where they can continue to make these good choices and have the benefits. So we say, now that you know this and you feel that, these insights are going to cause you to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And then as I count from, give them the suggestion and say, and as you accept these suggestions, your future changes, your now changes. The moment I count from 1 to 3, and we go into the future, a time where you can experience yourself living in this new healthy way. 1, 2, 3, there you are. And it could either be events that you know about, like for example, maybe they've got a vacation in Hawaii coming up and they want to look good in the swimsuit, or it could be a wedding coming up and they want to look good for the wedding. Whatever it is, you could take them directly to those future events, being successful, making the right choices. Or it could be inside they know where these are. We just say, I'm going to take you to a future event, As I count from 1 to 3, you'll be a time where you can use this knowledge and experience this positive result. 1, 2, 3, be there. And just like we do 3, 2, 1 for age regression, we can take a 1, 2, 3 for age progression. Have them live that event. What's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And look in the mirror. Don't you feel proud of yourself? These kinds of things. Another form of this, instead of pre-vivification, age progression, is just about everybody who's been watching this podcast for a while or listening to it know about the high road, low road, universal hypnosis script. And when it has a low road and has a high road, the low road is where they've been going, all the problems. Now, when I've got a successful client who's doing everything right, I no longer take them on the low road. I just take them on the high road, 3 positive times. Now, rather than being pre-vivification in the way that where we're really interactive, what's saying things like, what's happening now? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Describe that to me, that kind of thing. I'll just talk them through it, knowing what kinds of things they wanted because they're on their benefits form and that kind of thing. So you want to get a word in there, Celeste?
Yeah, I mean, this is such a good topic. You know, we don't really talk about this enough, and I can think of a couple of different things, you know, to help you support your client along the way too. Number one, you want to teach your client Seventh Path, because Seventh Path is going to clear out new emotions that might come up in the future, you know, and also by the time they get the 5th recognition, that recognition offers a way for them to do their own future progression and their own direct suggestion to themselves, right, Cal?
Absolutely. I was thinking about that as I was talking. I'm so glad you brought it up. And for hypnotists, you need to go to 7thpathselfhypnosis.com. And I've even got a video on there where you can learn the first recognition and give you an idea how you like it. And then you can, you know, come to one of Celeste's class or my class and become a 7th path instructor teacher. And because when you're a 7th path teacher and you start teaching your clients 7th path, it just makes everything you do work better. Plus, as Celeste brought up, that now they can support themselves, give themselves for suggestions for whatever they want. Good. Mm-hmm. Keep going. You're on a roll.
Yeah, well, and just be careful, because when you practice 7th path with that first recognition, you're going to be hooked. But also don't forget that when you're teaching them the secret language of feelings and you're teaching them 7th path and all these sorts of things, you are giving them things that they can support themselves with in the future. If you really want to, you could set up an accountability system via email for a little while along with or in addition to people coming in for additional sessions. Some hypnotists will give a recording. I do like to give an appetite suppressant recording. They may never use it, but if they know they have it, it makes them feel a little bit more relaxed. You have to do what Cal said. Let them know that you're there for them in the future. And it is good to set up subsequent appointments down the road that they can either keep or cancel as needed. Because like you said, you know, it's going to take a while to get some of this weight off. This is something I just want to throw in there for you to think about, and it is that most hypnotists know how to help clients get the weight off, but you do need to have something for your clients after the weight is off to help them maintain the weight loss and keep it off. So, Cal, you know, I wrote an article on that, but I, you know, you probably have your own ideas about that, and maybe future podcasts we could go into that more, too. That's a good idea, don't you think?
I thought that's what we were doing.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think that, you need to come up with some kind of a plan for them, because what happens with clients is, you know, they can sometimes get off track and put the weight back on. And so once they keep it off, once they get it off, you know, a lot of times they don't realize that they can't go back to eating the way they used to. And so you have to have some sort of a protocol for them. Cal, it's kind of long for me to go in to really talk about, but let's just say this. Go to hypnosis.org and look up my current article on teaching hypnosis clients how to maintain weight loss. This is my way of doing it.
Perfect. Hey, you know, and that's another thing. On hypnosis.org, we have the e-zine. Every quarter, we have hypnotists at post on there. It's strictly out of the love for the profession. They don't get anything out of it. It's just to get that information out to you folks so you can learn. And, you know, let me see. I probably not a good time for me to try to look it up. See here, hypnosis.org. You go there and then you click on learn about hypnosis. And then second one down is hypnosis easing. I just want to brag a little bit about some of the people who have contributed to this website in the easing. I mean, free articles from new people like our own Brenda Titus. We've got Celeste Hackett, Roy Hunter, Del Morrell, who's really known for her Patterscript writing. And I'm just going to, I mean, we've got a lot. I mean, it's just amazing how many people have contributed to this. Ann Schumann, Charlie Curtis. Who else would you guys know that are on here? Oh, L. Ron Ferguson, John Graydon, Jerry Valley, Kathleen Scottmeyer. She's known for doing hypnosis with children. We have a great video set for her about working with kids. We've got Mary Frank Cooper, Matt Sison, Maureen Banyan, Meredith Locker, Michelle Beaudry, Nikki Kassar, it just goes, Ron Esslinger, a really big name, Sean Brookhouse, Tom Nicoli, they've all, Dr. William Horton, NLP expert, they've all just contributed, and there's more, I didn't even mention all of them, there for you to just soak in that information. All right, time's up.
Time is definitely up. I just want to quickly say, get well, Tom Nicoli. He hurt his eye. And since you just mentioned him, I thought about him. And that's it for Hypnosis Etc. this week. It was great being with you. I'm Celeste Hackett on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc.
All right. Great job, Celeste, as always. Looking forward to next podcast, which will be the last one in this series of four. And then we'll be back with Meredith Locker. This is Cal Banyan. Go to calbanyan.com. And don't forget about our hypnospace. We've got groups there that'll just do great things for you. Okay, that's it. Hey, Cal Banyan, over and out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.